Halloween and monster music means so much to me. Playing it, DJing it, let's just do the wind-up. My old band, Vertigogo, doing Rondo on Ngawa, which actually was interesting. The first tune was actually a cover of a King Dapper combo tune, the first band I was in, and Surfaholics. The second band I was in. Before that, that was the Graveyard Rockers doing Assignment Terror. And then we had Vertigogo doing a version of the Misfits Hollywood Babylon. And my old band, oh my God, that is from 2004? Maybe 2004? Yeah. 2003, 2004. The Space Needles, when we lived in the Pacific Northwest. And that was The Worm. And that was an interesting band. That had Phil McCracken, which is a joke name, from the Manatees, which is this incredible Pacific Northwest surf band. And my friend Jimmy was in this band called the Dirty Birds, and they were kind of like this crazy, grimy roots rock band. And then Chris, I never really remember Chris's last name, but he was like this legendary punk rock drummer. So you had a surf guitarist, a roots rock saxophone player, a punk rock drummer, and me on bass guitar. And that was a lot of fun. We played the Crocodile. We did a lot of really fun gigs for the year that we lived in. This is kind of cool. So the recording that you're hearing, this is fantastic. So I love this. This is such a sweet story. So we were leaving the Pacific Northwest. We were moving to El Paso, and Space Needles are just taking off, a bunch of cool originals. We're starting to play some really great gigs. And my last night in town, now Phil happened to be the personal electrician for John Allen, who I guess was like real big with Microsoft. He was his personal electrician. And somehow he had an in with the guys in Pearl Jam. And my last night in town, they said they had a surprise for me. And they took me to like this odd little place off of downtown, just outside of Seattle. And you go up these steps, and it doesn't look like much. You go in, and it's a huge, it was Pearl Jam studio. It was actually where Pearl Jam records. And because the guy had an in with, this John Allen from Windows, and Phil knew him. And for my going away present, we had an entire evening in the studio. We were so well rehearsed that we did a lot of this stuff all in one. Actually, we did it all in one take with no overdubs, if I remember correctly. And there was a grand piano in the place, and it was just a lush, gorgeous studio. And we were there like all evening. And at the end of the night, they actually had their engineer mix it down as best as he could. And I think it sounds really great, you know. And that was my gift. They gave me a copy of that studio recording. So that was a great, great, great going away present. And speaking of that, here's us doing a Ventures cover. Actually, Mel Taylor really liked this tune. And I believe it might have been from the Mel Taylor and His Magics when he did a side project from the Ventures, which was more drum oriented. I remember Chris, the drummer, punk rock drummer, wanted to do the song called The Creeper. And man, it is really cool. So once again, another one of my old bands. This is the Space Needles from Seattle around 2003 doing The Creeper. Oh, yeah, and you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain on WRCT Pittsburgh, rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet, which is shortwave radio. And then, of course, there's RadioCrown.com. Got to give a shout out to my pals. And once again, Zombo in your brain. And it is the first part of the trifecta of Halloween. This is my self-indulgent one. It's all the mixes that I did for when I DJed Cedar Point and all the bands I have been in that have played monster surf music. So, and then next week is going to be all 80s and goth Halloween music. And the final week of Halloween for us is going to be mashups, Halloween mashups. So once again, here's The Creeper, The Space Needles.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, we are continuing with our all surf horror monster chiller thing there, as Count Floyd might have said. And these tracks are all available on a free CD from Bandcamp called Halloween Beach Party. Something I put together a few months ago, and it's still up there, and you can get it for nothing. So let's back up and tell you what we played. There was Vertigogo doing Rigor Mortis and Zambalero. Before that, a double shot of the Space Needles, which was Experiment in Terror with Stalkin', which was always a great adaptation from the way Impala played Experiment in Terror, and then they'd put Duane Eddy's Stalkin' on the tail end of that. Such a great, great arrangement. Set began with The Creeper, also by the Space Needles. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. Wow, what a awesome show. Now we're going to dig into probably one of the craziest bands I've ever been in and one of the most fun bands I've ever been in, and that is the Legion of the Incredibly Strange Superheroes. It was me, my wife, and some great, great musicians. Sean Lally, who's in the Frampton Brothers, Weebs, all-around super great drummer, Charles Blake, who's just a real off-the-wall Farfisa player, and we were all superheroes. We dressed up as, like, strange superheroes. Charles Blake was the Emerald Enema, the Long Hose of the Law. My wife was Miss Turi with mysterious powers that she didn't know even she had. Dr. Outer Spacicus on guitar, Sean Lally, and Weebs was the Flam, the seventh strongest man in the world. And myself, I was Captain Not UL Approved, and I wore all these, like, some of the stuff, I'm surprised I never got electrocuted. I wore, like, these rope lights that would short out while I was playing it, and I had this, like, medallion that was like this pop-up light, and we made these big cardboard costumes of robots, and we did a song called The Dancing Robots, and we actually had people don these big cardboard refrigerator boxes that we had decorated up with, like, foil to look like robots. And we would, like, put them and have them dance in the audience. And here is our one kind of psychedelic tune, which it really is a beautiful long piece called The Twilight Room. Something I wanted to write that was similar to, at that time, I really liked the music from Twin Peaks. So I wanted to write something similar to, like, the, what was that, the Pink Room or whatever. So this is The Twilight Room, and this is WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in Your Brain, all Halloween surf music. We're going to play more of this Halloween Beach Party, and then we're going to dig into the second half of all of the great Halloween instrumental music medley that I put together for when I DJed Halloween Weekends at Cedar Point from 1998 to, like, 2012. So anyhow, here is the Legion of the Incredibly Strange Superheroes and The Twilight Room.
We should be jamming by the third time.
All right, you ready, Michael?
Thank you.
Okay, there's that. That's The Hearse by Verdugogo. Actually, it's a Lee Hazelwood tune, actually done by original version by Duane Eddy with Pipeline. And that was Verdugogo. Before that, we heard Out of Limits, a song made popular by the Marquettes and the Ventures. That was also Verdugogo. Before that, we heard the King Dapper Combo doing Emma Peel, Monster Appeal is what it was known as. Before that, the Surfaholics, Toxic Beach, and the last song we've ever recorded, Three on a Guillotine, which is really a great little surf instrumental that Bob, the guitarist, wrote, and Sir Franken Surfer, that we did that. Before that, Verdugogo did Devil's Octane, and we had the Legion of the Incredibly Strange Superheroes doing Theraman. Then, once again, the Surfaholics in with Zombie Bolero, and that set began with The Twilight Room by the Legion of the Incredibly Strange Superheroes. So right now, I want to dig into something that we just finished now. It's a new album, and once again, this is free on Bandcamp. It's the new record I just came out with called The Sophisticated Surf Sounds of Platypus. And it's a lot of members of the Polka Maniacs and some members of the Turbosonics. And we just got together, and over this whole COVID thing, I put together an album bringing guys one in at a time and doing some of these great instrumentals I've written. This first one is kind of fits with the whole spooky theme. I thought I would write something similar to Link Wray's Rumble, but do it all in a minor key and twist it all around. It's called The Last Rays. And then after that, I wrote a little spooky number based on Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath, and it's called Planet Cargo Van. So the next two, these two are tunes by Platypus. WRCT, Pittsburgh. Yeah, that was Platypus, three tracks from the new record they came out with a little bit ago. It's free on Bandcamp. That was Action Adventure. Before that, Plant Hit Cargo Van. And then the set began with The Last Rays. Now, we're going to get back into the really good stuff. This is the second section of the music I put together for Cedar Point Halloween Weekends quite a while ago, during the early 2000s, probably 2000-2001. I would DJ this Halloween music on their midway, right above the arcade. It was a really neat little thing. It was all done up. And before that was even pre-Zombotron. So that's how old this is. So it's a combination of I started out DJing it on CDs, and then from CDs I mixed it all, and then I had a little iPod, and then from the iPod I went into a computer, and then 2012 came, and they wanted to pretty much change the whole way they do Halloween weekends. They kind of wanted to get away from the classic monster stuff and get into more like, you know, the hip-hop, and more like, more something more for the kids. And so it was a really great run there for about 14 years, playing music and DJing music. So right now, we are going to get into that second section of music. Once again, this is Zombo in Your Brain, special haunted surf beach party music. So basically, the Platypus record you can get for free on Bandcamp, and also all the tracks I played from Halloween Beach Party are also available. So dig in. All right, here's the second half of that really groovy, cool music I DJ'd at Cedar Point. More Halloween surf music. Next week is all Halloween goth and 80s music. WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And you can get a download of the show for free, too, at zomboco.com. So you can actually download the whole show. All right, let's dig it.